And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning as we're going to get through the week together. I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. And joining me in studio today is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. And good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing
good
today?
Good morning. I am fabulous on bright and sunny, cheery Monday morning.
Yes, and it's going to be a beautiful day out there. I mean, we're talking about lower 60s today.
Yeah.
Great day to get out there and walk and just enjoy the day, because we don't get this in December very often.
Exactly.
so we'll get out and enjoy it if we can. Well, a few things going on over at CCC. Even though school is technically out, classes are not in as of right now, the school is still open for business. However, the last day is coming up on December 17th.
That's right. We still have several folks on campus that are ready to help you get enrolled for the spring semester. And so come on in and see us. We'll be there until December 17th, and then we will not be back until January 5th.
Yeah, nice so. Little break there. So be able to kind of rest and recharge your battery, because you guys and I know school classes also, they didn't have any days off this semester.
That is
just
correct.
To try to get everything in a timely manner, that way you guys could get them out of here after Thanksgiving break.
That's correct. The goal was to get them out before Thanksgiving, so we didn't run the risk of, you know, folks going home and then coming back, and you just don't know what's going to happen with the COVID issues that we're all dealing with. And so we made a decision pretty early on that we were going to be done by the Friday before Thanksgiving, and knock on wood, I'm knocking on my head, it seems to have worked for us. You know, we had a pretty good semester as far as COVID issues, and we're able to maintain life as normal. So
absolutely.
We're hoping we can do that again for the spring.
Absolutely. So great things there. You guys did a great job over there, because definitely not an easy thing to try to work around, because it's a pretty serious thing. Also, enrollment is still going on for the spring semester.
That is correct. And we have, you know, we will be having face-to-face classes, but we also have online classes for those who maybe have young children and aren't able to do the face-to-face. Or maybe you're working full-time and you want to do some online classes. We have that option as well. We do offer an associate's degree completely online. So if you are interested, either face-to-face classes or online classes, give us a call and we'll hook you up with an advisor and get you started.
And recruits are on campus to help folks out, correct?
Well, the recruits that we have on campus are folks that are looking to come for the fall.
Ah, okay.
So we are, it is actually recruiting season.
Ah,
it
the just athletic seems, recruiting season.
And not just athletics.
And everything else.
Yes.
I mean, debate and stuff like that.
Exactly. Our theater folks have had kids on campus. The esports, we have a new esports and golf coach, Connor Morrell, and he has had a lot of folks on campus as well. And so it's just a great time to come and explore the campus. Of course, you don't get to see the students actually in the classroom, but you're definitely going to get some one-on-one time if you're coming to check out the campus at this time. So we do have lots of folks on campus, and that's kind of exciting to see for next year.
Absolutely. And also, you guys reopened. The school opens for business on January 5th. Classes on January 11th. Is that how that usually is, or are you guys making it where it's 2 weeks after Christmas? That way, that would be that incubation period.
No, that's really just about normal for us. Now, we will have some students coming back on January 3rd, simply because we all know that our athletics are going to be a little bit of a challenge this spring. An opportunity for growth and development is what is how we're looking at this. We'll have some students returning on January 3rd, but the offices as a whole will open up on January 5th, and then classes will begin on January 11th. General population students will start moving in on the 8th and 9th and 10th. And so, but we do have some athletics that their first game is January 20th.
Wow.
And they can start practice on January 4th. So they'll be moving in fairly quickly.
Yeah. they want to get it, want to get in there, start getting that practice going quickly for basketball and football, which is going to be a little different this year. So
yes,
but it still will be a lot of fun. Definitely looking forward to some CCC athletics coming up in the next year. So also, you guys are up doing a community survey, correct?
That is correct. You know, we have a strategic plan that we are responsible for putting together, and it's a 3 to 5 year plan that we do. And for that, we like to take information and thoughts and comments from faculty and staff, our students, the community, our business partners. And so we're in that phase right now where we're doing the survey. So if you are so inclined and are a member of our taxing entity, taxing district, then please go online to our website at www.coffeyville.edu. There is a little button right there. You can just, it says take survey, and click that little button and help us out by taking a survey. It's a very short survey, and just let us know how we can better serve you, because that's our goal ultimately.
Absolutely. And also, you guys are giving thanks as well.
Well, you know, we had the honor of participating with Community Area Foundation's Match Day, and we just want to say thanks. Our foundation would like to say thanks to everyone who supported us in that initiative. And then also, Giving Tuesday was on December 1st, and so thank you for that. And then we've added an element to our giving for the foundation, in that we now have an online donation button. So once again, you can go to our website and then go to the foundation page within that website, and there is a donate now button, and you can go on and maybe you want to make an end of the year gift donation. So, you know, it's the gifts that we receive through the foundation are what helps to support our students in their scholarships.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the match day, that I tell you what, the community really stepped up on that one, because there was actually more money given this year than there was last year, which you would have thought it would be the other way around because of COVID this year. But the community really stepped up and helped out a lot of nonprofits and helped you guys out as well.
That's right. You know, that is one of the things that we love about Coffeyville, is that they are huge supporters, not only of us, but of the community as a whole. And we just have a lot of great folks in Coffeyville. So, you know, it's great to be a Red Raven, but it's also great to be part of the Coffeyville community.
Absolutely. So lots of great stuff going on over at Coffeyville Community College. Of course, like you said, athletics starting after the first of the year. They said on January 20th is the first, I think, basketball games.
That's so, basketball.
Mm-hmm. So, and then football starts in March, so which is odd to say.
I know. And volleyball will be going, and it's just going to be crazy. Track and soccer, I mean, everything.
It's going to be very, very busy. I'll tell you what, the Nellis Fieldhouse will be getting a workout.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. Well, if anybody does have any questions, though, for you guys, if they want to get a hold of you, if you have any questions about this or anything else, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call me at 620-252-7095, or you can go to our website and email anyone. You can look at the staff directory and email those that you might have a question specifically for, or if you want to email me, then you can email me at hull.yvonne@coffeyville.edu.
All right. Well, Yvonne, I thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll probably see you after the new year. So if I don't see you before then.
That is correct.
So if I don't see you before then, have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I'll be back on January 4th.
All right. Sounds good. So, and that will be the day before you guys open back up.
Yeah.
So I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful day here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.